Bible Verses. I'm Jay Mills, and today we're going to continue with our series on the Gospel of John. First, I want to cover a couple of things really quick. You may have noticed, and I hope you have noticed, that we have gone to a weekly Bible study sort of thing instead of doing it by the day. And that is really because I just frankly don't have enough time in the day to do 5 episodes a week. So we're going to do 1 a week, and we're going to premiere them on Wednesdays, and they will be available for you to listen to at 1 a.m. every Wednesday morning. So you have that to look forward to. You can get up bright and early on Wednesday morning and listen to this Bible study. So your weekly Bible study is now going to be weekly. Now, the other thing is that since we're going to continue in John, the Gospel of John, we're going to be in the first chapter. We're going to start back up again at verse 19 of the first chapter, and we're going to go through verse 34. And one thing I wanted to cover before we got into these particular verses is it talks about the Pharisees. And the Pharisees, just to give you a little background information, you've heard the term constantly if you spend any time reading the Bible or going to church and people talking about the Pharisees. But did anybody ever explain to you who exactly the Pharisees were? Well, I started thinking about it, and I thought, you know, nobody really ever explained to me what the Pharisees were. Well, the Pharisees are quite simply a group of... You almost want to call them high and mighty Orthodox Jews back in the day. They were very strict about their teachings and preaching, and they didn't like outsiders coming in telling them what to believe and what to do. So therefore, they weren't real keen on people like Jesus, who, when he started his ministry, started changing things up quite a bit. The Pharisees didn't appreciate that. They also didn't really appreciate who John the Baptist said he was. So we're gonna cover that a little bit in our next verses here. And so to get started, let me just start at verse 19 of the first chapter of John, where John the Baptist declares his mission. And just so you know, the book of John was written by the disciple John, not John the Baptist. There's a lot of Johns, flying around back in this time. John the Baptist is a separate person from the John who wrote this gospel. Verse 19. Now this was John's testimony, speaking of John the Baptist, when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Christ." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of the one calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord." Now, some Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, The thongs of those sandals I am not worthy to untie. This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Continuing now with verse 29, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave his testimony. "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man who on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God.'" And that ends our reading for today. So basically what you have here is you have Pharisees and those people sent by the Pharisees to question John about who he was. And John quite clearly says that he is not a prophet. He is not the Messiah. He is not the Christ. But he is the one who has come to, you know, in modern day language, pave the way for the Christ. And so this is John the Baptist's approach. Now, as you know, Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. And this very clearly describes what happened when Jesus came to the Jordan and met with John. And John knew who Jesus was as soon as he saw him. Very clearly says that. When Jesus was baptized, John clearly saw the Holy Spirit come down upon Jesus and basically become anointed by the Holy Spirit. And as it says in verse 33, "I would not have known him except the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.'" And John is also quoted as saying, "I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God." So you can imagine that the Pharisees didn't like any of this. And we'll get further into that story as we read through the Gospel of John. But we're going to end this study right now. And I hope you get something out of this for today, and we will see you again next week. I would be glad to hear from you. Please drop me an email at weeklyword2020@gmail.com. That's weeklyword2020@gmail.com. And I must apologize today. I have a little bit of a cold, so I sound a little weird, a little nasally, and thanks for bearing with me through this study. We'll see you next time. I'm Jay, and God bless you.